another boy, Mikolas, was sent to look for fallopian tubes. He was walking about the site all day asking people, and they were saying, no, I didn't bring mine today.
I enjoy learning new stuff and getting challenged every day and try to show up the guys.
A lot of the time when you're working, it doesn't actually feel like a job, in the sense that you'll be people that you can have a laugh with, and there's a kind of good atmosphere.
I wouldn't try sugarcoat it, it's not sunshine and rainbows, but I think it's worth it in the end if you manage to get the heat done and just get your trade.
Hello and welcome to Sparks Remarks, where we chat to apprentice electricians about the reality of their jobs. I'm Kim McAllister.
And I'm Barry Mackay. I'm the Training and Development Manager at SET, and that's the Scottish Electrical Charitable Training Trust.
Barry has brought me here to West Lothian College to meet some of the first year apprentice electricians, and I cannot wait to hear what they have to say.
Yeah, they're a good bunch. I'm sure you'll get lots of conversations.
Hi there, I'm Mason, and I work with West Lothian Council.
Alright, I'm Nick, and I work with Glasgow Rewires.
Hi, I'm Robbie, and I work for Everwarm.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I work for the West Rig Electrical.
Hi, I'm Faye, and I work for West Lothian Council.
A boy I know in my course, he had to do a pretend health and safety course, and they were just bamming him up, making him run up and down stairs all day, and just filming him dead daft things.
Yeah, I kind of say it in about how I've been bammed up in my work, but another boy, Mikolas, was sent to look for fallopian tubes. He was walking about the site all day asking people, and they were saying, no, I didn't bring mine today, so you need to go and ask so-and-so. And it just kind of went on like that.
I know one of my mates were on site, and his gaffer had pretended to him that he had to make videos on site about how he can carry stuff around the site, and he'd pretended to walk about a wheelbarrow full of stuff so they could send to the site agent, but obviously it was just a load of rubbish, and the boy was just walking about the house pretending he was carrying all the electrical stuff in a wheelbarrow, which had nothing to do with the job at all.
Love it.
I know somebody who got sent to look for a left-handed screwdriver and was looking for it for ages.
And have you ever had hassle for being a girl on the site?
No, really, I get one or two jokes, but it's not like bad or that, so it's not so bad.
Nothing you can handle.
Yeah. Well, I'm interested why you chose to be an electrician. What's your story?
I was thinking more about the future, like if I wanted to have kids or that, I could do stuff at the weekend and that, wasn't like set as that office job, so I could bring up the wains and work.
And did you think I might be the only girl there, or did that not cross your mind?
I did think that.
And you are?
Yeah.
But do the lads look after you, or do they wind you up?
No, they're alright, they're fine with me, really.
So if I said to you guys, right, I want to completely change my career, I want to come and learn how to be an electrician, what would be your advice to me?
Start practising maths and science. It's a struggle sometimes.
I would work in my timekeeping, because I did tight. So a lot of people forget that it's a job and not just college when you're here, so the lecturers are quite tight on that.
Well, you start at 8:30, you said?
Yeah.
And you live in Glasgow?
Yeah.
So what time are you getting up in the morning?
5:45, when I need to make my PCs.
And then you're getting a bus and a train and goodness knows what else.
Aye.
So what motivates you to do that?
Just want a good career. Think of the money in the morning.
So I suppose if you're on a job then, getting up early to start's not a big deal for you.
Well, we start at 7:30, so it's kind of a bit of a lie-in for me compared to college, but it doesn't bother me.
So how many days are you at college?
5.
So when are you working then?
It works in kind of patterns, so we do a 4-week block at college, and then say 5 or 6 weeks working, and in the first year just kind of rotates like that.
I think anyone that's hard working is willing to put the effort in can easily pass in the subject.
Yeah, I think it would do with timekeeping as well, because you do get a lot of assessments through the college, but then you've got also the stuff in the workshop, but then you've got the stuff on the computer that you need to hand in for a certain date. So if you had to fall behind and not do stuff and get stuff not handed in on time, then you won't get feedback and you can't send in stuff to your best ability.
I just try and be confident and remember and buy a laptop.
So you had to buy it yourself? Did you get any support buying a laptop?
No, I don't really know.
Really? How did you afford it?
I'd luckily been saving from summer jobs and that, so I was alright. Some people got West Lothian College laptops, but they'd run out by the time I went for one, so...
So you just had to buy one, and it's your pride and joy and you look after it. What would you say is the best thing about being an apprentice electrician?
I enjoy learning new stuff and getting challenged every day and try to show up the guys.
Show them that the girls are better.
I think it's just the overall challenge. I think it's a completely different aspect to the other trades. I think it is the most challenging trade to learn, but I know that you can get a good career out of it, so sticking with it and being confident and trying to become more, what's the word, qualified, then.
So how old are you right now?
I'm 20.
So wait, how old will you be when you qualify?
23, 24, depending on
so
it.
So you'll be earning good money by the time you're 24?
Aye, hopefully aye.
And if you went to uni, for example, you might come out at whatever, 22, you'd have a load of debt, you'd be starting from scratch.
Yep.
So you reckon you made the right choice?
Yep.
Brilliant.
I think it's about new experiences and meeting new people, and also knowing that if you get through your trade, then you're going to always have a job for life.
A lot of the time when you're working, it doesn't actually feel like a job, in the sense that you'll be people that you can have a laugh with, and there's a kind of good atmosphere about where you're working, especially when obviously you learn who you're working with.
Which do you prefer, the practical side or the college side?
Practical, 100%. College.
Why?
College is busy. You know, you've got the 4 weeks, and only the 4 weeks you kind of really run edit, so you need to stay on top of what you're doing and deadlines. It just goes back to timekeeping.
Yeah, I really enjoy working on site and working with different guys every day and just learning new things all the time.
Are they quite generous with you? Do they like show you what they're doing and let you shadow a wee bit as well?
Aye, they really take their time and give you plenty of time to learn it.
That's brilliant. And is there a lot of apprentices where you work, or are you the only one?
I think there's 7 others. Everybody's got their own tradesman, and it changes maybe every few weeks. So you get to know some things of some tradesmen and then learn something of others. It's good.
So we've all been super positive. We all seem to enjoy what we're doing. But there must be downsides. There must be bad days. There must be days the alarm goes off, you go, oh no, not today. What would you say is like the worst part?
Mondays. After the long weekend, definitely a Monday.
Probably the worst part's not being organised, because time creeps up on you and it's a 4 week block. You either have it done or you don't. So I'd say it's kind of sometimes challenging to meet all the deadlines, but as the year goes on, you get more used to it and you realise how important it is to have things done in time.
What about on site? What's the worst part about working on site?
Probably cleaning up, to be honest. It's no fun. It holds up the finishing of the job, but obviously you've got to do it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Meeting deadlines is the most stressful bit for me. Just if it's sometimes the night before staying up late at night, just need to get it done.
What about on site?
Probably cleaning up as well. It's got to be done.
Are you still expected to run and get the sandwiches and the teas and coffees and that's your job?
Yep.
You don't mind them?
I don't mind, because I know everybody's done it at some point, so it's your shot now.
It's a good attitude. Great answer.
I think the most challenging part is the theory side of it and the science part, because you feel as if you can be doing really good in the workshop, but the practical side of it, and then when you take the day into science and you learn something you've never ever seen, it's all a bit daunting at first, but then as the more you do it, the more you're comfortable learning it. But there's some parts of the science that you feel you've never ever seen anything like it, but the more you work with it, the more you get to know it. So that's probably the most challenging part for me.
Mine is probably the opposite. Mine is probably the practical side, try to get finished on time. Like right now I'm running a bit later than what I was in the other block, so try to get that finished is hard.
But what about on site? Are you like, oh no, don't make me do that job, please?
Nah, I don't think so. I think for me, because I'm not very confident, so I think try to like make conversation with my tradesmen is probably the hardest bit. But like actual practical work, then it's not too bad.
So you mentioned having a family. Is there anything else that you would love to be able to do with this qualification?
I think it depends if I want to stay at the stay at West Lothian Council or not, but if not, then I'd quite like to move to a different country and become, just be a spark over there. I think that'd be interesting.
Nice weather. Work in the sunshine. I don't think you'll ever not have a job as an electrician. I think you've got your pick, so you think that freedom of being able to travel.
Yeah, being able to travel is probably the biggest one, yeah.
Cool. What about you, Aaron?
Maybe the aspect of starting your own business. I think good to be your own boss, you know, have your own rules, grow your own business, to be a part of that. But I think the aspect of me is just to keep learning the now, but maybe something down the line I could look to see myself owning a company.
Yeah, I'd also like to have my own company, or at least work for myself. And I also like the idea of working abroad, that sounds nice. I really like that.
I quite like working for my company, but having the, you know, I could move as they said, to a different country and, you know, kind of start a whole new life somewhere else with decent weather, like Australia or something. You know, that would be good. Just live on a holiday.
I'd like to move to Canada, where I'm qualified. I just think it's a better standard of living. It just looks like a really cool place to live.
And so will you just be out here as soon as you're qualified?
I don't know quite that fast, but we'll try and gain a bit of experience and then go.
Amazing.
If I get the chance.
Fantastic. So if we were going to sum up, if you were talking to maybe a dad or a mum who's worried about their kids and they're like, oh, there's no direction, this person doesn't know what they want to do, how would you promote taking this course?
It's a lot of hard work, but I'm sure it will be worth it in the end, definitely.
I would say try and get in as early as you can, because I'm one of the older boys in my class, but I'm only 19. So right now I'm earning money that I could have been earning at 16, 17, but I'm having to take the hit now for obviously a good career in the future. But my only regret is I didn't do it sooner.
I wouldn't try sugarcoat it, it's not sunshine rainbows, but I think it's worth it in the end if you manage to get the heat done and just get your trade out of the way.
I'm the same as Nick, I'm one of the older boys in the class. I had a couple jobs previous to starting my electrician apprentice, and I didn't feel like they were the right jobs for me, but coming into this I felt like it was more suited to be us. But then coming to college as well, you get the correct guidance, you get the correct teaching and that you need to do, you get to learn how to use all the basic tools that you need in order to become a better electrician and become more qualified. So I think that they just need to be more confident and you will get the guidance that you need.
I think I'm very fortunate to have got this job. I think the same as the other guys, that the younger you start out the better it is, but I don't know, I just think it's good that it's going to be like a lifelong job.
So you like the security?
Yeah, I like knowing that this will probably be what I'm doing for the rest of my life.
Brilliant. Yeah, Barry, I was going to ask you about that, about the support, because a lot of these apprentices are very young, they're like 16, 17, this is the first exploration into the real world, so what kind of support do they get?
So all of these apprentices will have a training officer. It's Tony Dockett who is your training officer. And what our training officers are there to do is give them support. So it's somebody that's sort of different from the college, different from their employer, that they can chat to. They will get the block reviews every at the end of every block, and that will give them their progress to date, but also give them some future goals for them to achieve. So it might be like with some of them, improve their timekeeping or hitting deadlines, but it just gives them that wee bit of direction to go. But also apart from that, as they are young folk, sometimes they'll go through different bits and pieces, fall out with boyfriends, girlfriends, they need somebody to talk to, and that person would be the training officer to sort of guide them, maybe speak to the college and say, give that apprentice some room just now, they're going through some stuff, and it just helps that going through where they've got that support. And the training officers are really there for them whenever, so it can be out of work. A lot of the guys will take phone calls, or yous are all probably on WhatsApp groups and things like that, where you can go and get support from your peers or from the training officer. But I'm sure, like, even the lecturers are happy to sit down and chat if there's something going on. We'd rather know about it. It's about communication. If we know about something, then we can fix it. 99% of the time we'll be able to fix it. Mm-hmm. This isn't an easy course. I think the sense of accomplishment when they get their end test, which is called the FICA, when they complete that, the sense of accomplishment, because it is difficult. There's a lot of management materials within the course, so they're designing, they're doing cable selection, IET or BS7671 regulations, Scottish building standards, as well as what we've talked about, the majority of the apprentices there are saying that it's quite difficult, is the science. So there is a lot to the course. So I would say anybody coming in to realise that they're not getting rid of school, that there is a lot of schooling still involved within the trade.
But it's related to what they're actually doing. And I think that must be really nice for folk who learn stuff, go, why am I learning this? But here, you know why you're learning it.
I think they'll still say that about the science until it actually kicks in somewhere. Because there is science, power factor correction that they'll do in second year RLNC, but as you said, all the science is applied, it's related to the job that they're doing. They need it for just when they're doing cable selection and things like that, that they need to work out power. It should be something that they realise that they will need going forward.
Brilliant.
Well, this has been great for the first one. This is the first of four episodes that we're going to make. So I feel like I've got a much clearer idea of what an apprentice does. So thank you. Would it be okay if I came back when you guys finish your first year and check in, see how you've got on, whether you're happy to go on to second year, whether you're going to run for the hills? That all right?
Yeah, that's all right.
Good. Thank you.
So if you're interested in learning more, please look at our website, and that's www.sect.org.uk. That's sect.org.uk. Or search for SECT on Twitter and Facebook and keep up to date with what's going on in the electrical industry.